This is a Bedrock Radio podcast. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk.
Bedrock Radio. Bedrock Radio Community News, January 2020.
This is Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Radio Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. An Uber driver from Chigwell, Nadeem Afzal, has been placed on the sex offenders register for 10 years. His victim, a female in her early 20s, requested the Uber minicab from North London, and during the ride, Afzal made persistent sexual references. The victim reported the driver to the police, with the driver, Afzal, being sentenced to 12 months imprisonment. Redbridge households will be trialling wheelie bins from February. 7,000 homes will be receiving their brand new bins in an attempt to keep the streets cleaner. The council will use the trial before considering whether to introduce them to the rest of the borough. A new bus route will start later this month. From January the 25th, Route 497 will be introduced between Harold Hill, Hildene Avenue and Harold Wood Station via Tesco. The route comes following a two-month consultation in 2017. And finally, Queen's Hospital delivered their first child of the decade. Karishma and Harwinder welcomed their son just 43 minutes past 12 on the 1st of January. And that's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
This is Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Radio Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. British holidaymakers are set to beat the winter blues by booking their summer holidays over the next couple of weeks. Holidaymakers are reminded to have protections in place. Consumer expert Harry Wallop has more.
The collapse of Thomas Cook was proof that it doesn't matter how big a name you can be, any travel company in theory could collapse. So it is really worth bearing in mind, if you are booking a package holiday, then you need to make sure that your holiday is at all protected. If you're not going on a package holiday, if you're booking your holiday independently, then what's key is that you take out travel insurance. If you can, book your holiday on a credit card, because that gives you an extra level of protection.
Havering Council are set to return the 30-minute free parking in Hornchurch and Upminster. Havering Council proposed a six-month trial of express parking bays in selected areas. The decision is due by the end of January. And finally, Liz Alderton, a community nurse team lead based in Harold Hill Health Centre, has received the British Empire Medal for services to nursing in the Queen's New Year's Honours List. And that's the latest community news on Bedrock Radio.
This is Bedrock Radio.
This is the Bedrock Community News, read by Chris Dayton. The London Borough of Redbridge is to become one of the first boroughs in the UK to create a fast charging hub for electric vehicles, thanks to a £250,000 grant. The hub in Leigh Street will feature four fast charging points capable of charging a vehicle in under an hour. Harold Hill Army veteran Steve Squibb has chained himself to a medicine ball to raise awareness about mental health. The ball represents the weight that veterans carry around with them. Steve, who will carry the ball for 7 days, says that mental health problems are nothing to be ashamed of and that it is okay to ask for help. As part of the Redbridge Fostering Week, TOWIE stars Debbie Douglas and Lydia Bright have been urging Redbridge residents to consider fostering so that children have someone there for them when they need it. For more information about fostering, please visit the Barnardo's website. And that was your Bedrock Community News Bulletin.
This is Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Radio Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. The Metropolitan Police are investigating a shooting that occurred on the 24th of January in High Road, Walthamstow. The suspect, a male wearing a black helmet, walked into a bookmaker's. So far, no arrests have been made and there are no reported injuries. 150 firefighters tackled a large fire at a car repair workshop in Kent Road in Cheddle Heath. Various workshops were damaged in the blaze, along with three vehicles. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. A 17-year-old has been ordered to pay compensation after assaulting a member of rail staff at Grays Station after being questioned as to why he never had a ticket. The teenager was given a 12-month referral notice and ordered to pay £300 in compensation. And finally, an historic Romford pub is undergoing a renovation and will change its name. The Lamb in Romford Market will change its name to The Distiller as owners Green and King look for a new landlord to run their pub. And that's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
Your healthy music mix. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk.